Is this a Valentine's Day song?
Yes.
Would you play this?
Very
for
romantic.
Betrothed?
Yes.
Betrothed?
I would and I have, and I will continue to.
All right, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It was a week from yesterday, so we're under a week.
V minus six.
Very good. And a couple of ideas for your significant other is flowers, candy, but I think steak and lobster is the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Morton's has a special for Valentine's Day from February 9th through the 16th, so it's going on right now. General Manager of Morton's The Steakhouse, Jeff Powell, joins us. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
All right. I was asking you off the air. I was trying to look up and see if lobster is an aphrodisiac. Has it been known to be an aphrodisiac? That's not what you said off the air.
Off the air, I think I said it might have worked for me.
Yes. Yeah, those were your words. Yes.
But to me, I think that's pretty romantic. Going out for a lobster dinner, this is an 8-ounce filet. When cooked properly, that Morton's does it. It's juicy and delicious.
Absolutely. We think it's the best steak anywhere.
It's pretty great. I was also telling you off the air, when my two boys got their braces off, they wanted steak because the orthodontist always says do not eat steak when you have braces. So both times that they got their braces off, we went to Morton's in Naperville. We have a lovely picture of us in a booth. And really, you do things right there.
Well, we try. We try to do, you know, that's why we have over 70 locations worldwide. So, you know, we think we are the best steak anywhere. So we've truly, and we've with our legendary service, it's a can't miss.
Talk about that combination. Why does that combination work so well, your lobster and your steak? What's going on there taste bud wise?
I think you got the best of both worlds. You know, they both literally can just melt in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very little seasoning. And then the lobster sitting on top there, and you know, with a couple of asparagus spears, it is an aphrodisiac.
You could substitute cottage fries for the asparagus, right? If you're averse to vegetables,
why would you put cottage
just
fries?
Just in case. Oh, cottage! You can't beat cottage fries, Wendy. So they're good with everything. They work with everything.
You could get it on the side, but the presentation looks
right.
pretty
presentation
beautiful on
better.
The spears.
Yeah.
For you, Bill, we'll do anything you
thank
like.
You. Thank you. You're very, very kind. You've been with this company, with Morton's, for 16 years, 17
yeah.
years, 16
yep.
years?
This is my 16th year.
Is there a difference between the Morton's around the country as opposed to Chicago, or are they all kind of uniform?
No, they're, you know, we try to be consistent, and that's one of the things that help build our brand, you know, worldwide, is the consistency that somebody can dine in Chicago and then be in Vegas next week and mm-hmm. then be in Miami the
but
following.
But they started here, right?
Originally, yeah. 1050 North State Street.
Yeah.
In fact, our original general manager just retired after 40 years.
Wow.
But, you know, you see how many steakhouses there are now, you know, just in this little radius here. We
right.
have over 40 steakhouses, and, you know, we claim to be the leader, and you know we were there originally.
Is it a friendly rivalry or a bitter feud between the steakhouse owners?
I think so. There's my sales manager is a president of what we call the steakhouse group, where they meet monthly and you know share ideas and best practices and whatnot. So I think it's we've developed a very good camaraderie with all the you know with all the steakhouses.
I would share bad ideas so that they'll take the bad ideas and then you'll
that's
look
how
better.
You roll.
Yeah, very competitive.
Jeff, how come when I make steaks on the grill, they're nowhere near restaurant quality, and they're good,
but they're not as good.
No, and it's the cut of meat,
missing?
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was just gonna say it probably depends where you're getting your meat from. You know, we use Allen Brothers, which is Chicago, you know,
yeah.
Chicago based company here. Obviously, we use prime beef, you know, which is about 2% of the meat out there. So
only 2% is prime.
Correct.
And who decides what is and what is not prime? The governing council?
Yeah. USDA.
Yeah. USDA does.
Yeah. You know, you have that tramp stamp that says USDA
yeah.
prime.
I'll show it to you when we're done. It wasn't easy to get, and it was painful, but it was worth it.
Well, you're the top 2%. So.
Thank you for saying that. You always hear about aged beef. Does that make a difference, and how do you know exactly how long to age your beef?
Dry or wet, too.
Yeah, those are great questions. At Morton's, we're wet-aged. You know, I prefer... been eating wet aged for so long. The dry age has a little more gamier maybe taste.
Is it?
Smell.
Yeah.
Our beef comes in aged about, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. You know, and we at Allen Brothers, you know, they hand cut them for us as well.
Yeah.
So. All right, hand cut. That's an interesting thing. Big fan of the ribeye because I like the marbling. There's a little more fat in it. A strip steak is good too. Typically, I don't order a fillet because, like I said, maybe I'm preparing it wrong, but it's not as tasty to me. But if prepared correctly, that's the best cut of meat, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It happens every night. You know, people ask my opinion. Hey, what's the best steak on the menu? And I always defer to, like you said, we have a bone-in ribeye. We call it Chicago-style ribeye. You know, 20 to 22 ounces. And also the New York steak is one of my favorite steaks as well. So
the best because why? What's going on? Is it just the flavor of it? Is it the present? Is it everything?
Yeah, just like Wendy said, it's the flavoring, the marbling.
Yeah.
It just gives that nice, rich, you know, you can't go wrong.
And with the bone in, that gives it more seasoning, and you can feel like a caveman at the end of your dinner and pick up the bone and gnaw it.
Oh,
gnaw.
And then make paintings of buffalo on the walls. That's fun. That's a good way to end the evening.
Or go out and get a little stamp.
Yes, you could do that. There's so many options. Yeah. It's perfect. I want to remind everybody that before we say goodbye to you in just a little bit, we're going to give away a gift card to Morton's, correct?
Correct.
Oh, very, very nice.
We have a $50 gift card. Jeff Powell, general manager of Morton's The Steakhouse, brought in for us. Want to focus a little bit more on this Valentine's Day special. It is an 8-ounce filet, which is a pretty big filet. And on top of it, Maine lobster, a béarnaise sauce, only $59. It seems expensive, but look at what you're getting, and this is a special occasion.
And it's Valentine's Day.
Correct. Yeah. And if you're working or your significant other isn't around on Valentine's Day, you know, we're running that special from Saturday from the 9th through the 16th. So, you know, with it falling on a Thursday, we hope to be, you know, we have plenty of availability, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So please come on in and, you know, say hello to me. I'll be there.
All right, perfect. Aphrodisiacs, foods that are considered aphrodisiacs are those that aim to stimulate the love senses, sight, smell, taste, and touch. I think
so. Lobster for sure.
Steak for sure.
Steak for sure. Pop tarts probably. That'd be up there. Jeff, on Valentine's Day, I like to dress like Cupid, and I have a little bow and arrow. I like to run around. My wife loves it. I won't be turned away from Morton's if I dress that way, will I?
No, I might have you go table side.
So many locations of Morton's, the Steakhouse, of course, State Street, Wacker Place, Northbrook, Rosemont, Schaumburg, Naperville. And Morton's, the Steakhouse, founded in 1978.
Correct.
Been serving steaks ever since.
1221.
I know they're national. Are they international? Do you have Morton's in other countries now?
Yeah, in fact, we just opened one recently within the last couple months in Tokyo.
Wow.
We're prominent in China.
Yeah?
We have Toronto.
So the Wagyu beef, do you serve any of that? And if not, I mean...
We serve American form of Wagyu beef.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
From Snake River Farms in Idaho. Wagyu beef is Japanese beef. The theory is, or the sentiment is that, you know, they massage the cows and the beef is, you know, it's really, you talk about butter now, that's
tender.
Yeah. Really,
I like a little bit of bite though to my steak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Although then again, you have a good filet where it melts in your mouth. I think there is enough variety of steaks to go around.
Absolutely. I think with the quality steaks that we serve that, I think you'll be more than,
you'll find something.
Exactly.
How much time elapses between the massaging and the served at the table? You got a little bit of time in between,
I
hope?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good. That's all I need to know. I'm just curious. I don't want my food just freshly massaged. I like a little time to pass between.
A little downtime.
Yeah, some downtime.
Yeah, perfect.
And then do I get a massage as I'm enjoying the beef, or how does that play out?
You might have to right after that, right?
We went to, isn't there a Morton's right near Disneyland?
Anaheim.
Yeah, went to
Disney?
Yeah. It was before we started the whole Disney thing because we we made it. Let's go have a great night out.
Yeah.
Really good wines, just a perfect restaurant.
And that's awesome. And you know, we're a brand and we're a name brand and we're in, you know, obviously all the major cities, so that's great to hear.
And the atmosphere in there is always great. I mean, the food is exceptional, but the atmosphere is always great. So you're doing something right over there at Morton's, no question. Let's give away a gift card.
All right. Jeff Powell, general manager of Morton's The Steakhouse, has come in. You can go to Morton's.com, by the way. Still time to make reservations?
Absolutely.
For Valentine's Day? But from the 9th through the 16th, you can enjoy a succulent I love that word.
Yeah.
8 ounce fillet topped
yesterday
with...
those were plants and flowers, Wendy.
Oh,
and today
yeah.
we're referring to steaks and lobsters.
Look
as
at that. We are running
There's
the
a
gamut.
Theme. There's a running theme.
So it's an 8 ounce fillet, and it's Oscar style. And typically that's crab meat, but this time this is lobster sitting right on top of it with a béarnaise sauce.
Correct.
Asparagus spears.
How would Abe Vigoda say that, Wendy?
Béarnaise.
Oh, I love that impression.
all for just $59. Jeff will never come back here.
No, this is the last time for Jeff. That's all right.
Still time to make reservations. So many locations, just go to Mortons.com and a $50 gift card can be yours. What number, caller?
Caller 14.
Oh,
it's the February 14th celebration. Caller 14 right now, 312-981-7200. Scores that great Mortons gift card. Call now.
And Jeff, Mortons is not just for Valentine's Day, but a lovely little special you guys have going on.
Absolutely. And it's great for, like you said, if you want to have your braces off, you have a birthday celebration, anniversary, what have you.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
You got
nice
it. Thank
to
you.
See you. Call now. Win that gift card from Morton's. Back
what
after
number did you say?
Caller 14.
Oh, that's right.
312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.